USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A very busy day of campaigning for President Trump on Saturday. The president spending part of his day in Michigan and Wisconsin. The president ending his day in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Our country is opening, and I'll tell you what, when you look at our numbers compared to what's going on in Europe and other places, but we're doing well. We're going to have one of the best economic years we've ever had next year. One of the best we've ever had. 17 days from now, we're going to win the state of Wisconsin, and we are going to win four more years in the running.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden campaigning on Sunday in North Carolina. The Democratic presidential nominee's campaign manager also saying that the nation's public polling numbers, which show Biden overwhelmingly leading President Trump, are inflated. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Americans are taking advantage of multiple ways to vote early in the general election at an incredible pace.
A record number of Americans are taking advantage of opportunities to vote before Election Day. According to new numbers compiled by the U.S. Elections Project, nearly 21 million Americans have already cast their ballot, which is already 15% of the total votes cast in 2016. Experts say this could be the start of a record number of votes cast and the highest turnout percentage for a presidential election since 1908. The data shows that Democrats are outvoting Republicans at the moment, outpacing them by nearly 2-1, but those numbers are expected to even out, as Republicans are expected to show up in bigger numbers on Election Day proper. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
Vice presidential nominee Senator Kamala Harris is resuming in-person campaign events on Monday by traveling to Florida during its first day of in-person voting. The announcement comes after Harris suspended in-person events following the news that campaign staffers tested positive for COVID-19. USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Follow your dreams, and maybe you'll find a dinosaur bone that's 69 million years old.
Nathan Rushkin has wanted to be a paleontologist all his life, and the 12-year-old made a significant discovery in the Badlands of Alberta, Canada. He found a partially unearthed dinosaur fossil while hiking with his dad over the summer. The fossil was a humerus bone from a juvenile hadrosaur, a duck-billed dinosaur that lived about 69 million years ago. The seventh grader says it's been his dream for a while. They sent pics to the Royal Terrell Museum of Paleontology, which ID'd the fossil, sent a team of paleontologists to the site. The crew's been there for about 2 months and uncovered nearly 50 bones that came from the single hadrosaur. Fossils are protected by law in Alberta, so it's important that people do not disturb any fossils they may find. For USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
The Supreme Court agreed to review the Trump administration's bid to exclude illegal immigrants from the formula used to assign congressional seats to each state. Currently, several states with large illegal immigrant populations have additional seats in Congress and therefore added votes in the Electoral College. A federal judge denied a motion from the Diocese of Brooklyn to block Governor Andrew Cuomo's restrictions on religious gatherings. The Brooklyn Diocese releasing a statement saying they're disappointed with the ruling. More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.